This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, we're back for our second episode of Two Jersey Jays. I'm Jackie Goldschneider.
I'm Jen Fessler.
Guys, we're so excited. Our first podcast.
I mean, we are so grateful, first of all, for you guys for listening.
It did so well. We love you guys. Thank you.
I'm so grateful to my bowel. I feel like that was actually
Jen's impacted bowel.
Yeah.
Took one for the team.
The bowel heard around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that bowel doing?
It's funny because I got so many phone calls and so many texts from people concerned about me. I wasn't clear that I was like this. The incident in the hospital was months and months ago, but it was actually really nice. I'm like getting calls from people I went to sleepaway camp with.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, I'm sorry. Hi, Jen. I know we haven't talked in 30 years, but are you okay?
Yeah. Did you ever think that people would be so concerned about your constipation?
Yes. Wow. No, it was actually very heartwarming. But
people really do give a shit.
They do.
But up.
Look at you. That was really nice. But I did want to sort of like emphasize that it happened a long time ago, not a long time ago, but months and months, and that it has not happened since because I have been doing as directed and chugging my water and taking my Miralax and eating broccoli when I have to.
That's good.
But anyway. Right.
But we were just at Jingle Ball. Did you have fun?
I mean, it was amazing.
It was great.
So cool. Forget like Cher.
I mean, how is Cher in her, what is she, in her 70s, right?
She is.
And she looks so good and like has more like dance moves than any 20-year-old I know. Like she's just like
70 is like the new 50.
Is it?
So that makes us.
I don't know. My mom's in her 70s.
That makes us
She's pretty 70s.
She is.
Yeah.
My mom is 81 years old. She runs from 5 to 8 miles a day. That's a fact. She's like they call it like a super ager. She is with like weights on her wrists. She's so much more busy than I am. She is between Mahjong, running.
In her 80s?
Oh my God, you have no idea. She is like over the top and so much more in shape than I am. She stays up until, I don't know, 11. I'm like in bed by 9:30.
Wow. Yeah, when I'm in my 80s, cool. I think I want to catch up on every single movie I've never seen.
I'm already caught up.
I want to move.
Yeah. I don't move now.
So guys, we have got, you know, we got to outdo our first episode and
be more outrageous.
Yeah.
There's only one way to do that.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
No, but really, let's talk about sex.
I mean,
because you know what? There's a lot of talk about sex on these housewife shows. And yes. I don't really think that it's that accurate.
Well, it's not for me. I mean, in terms of what I hear and the way that sex is described, and I don't know if, you know, certainly like as you get older, sex changes, as your body changes, as your relationships change. But I tend to not really identify with a lot of what I hear.
Yeah.
Not just so, on the Housewives, but, right. You know, whatever, other TV shows. I relate a lot to my friends when we talk about it, you know, in a casual way and describe sex where it's sort of the same points in our lives when it comes to it. But I don't relate to a lot of what I hear from housewives and celebrities.
Right. Well, a lot of people on these shows imply that they have sex like multiple times a week. Like they're pulling each other into closets when the kids are like in the room next door and like they're having sex everywhere. And like, you know, the reason why I have beef with it is because it makes you feel like there's something wrong with you. You know, like a lot of times I'll be listening to these conversations and I'll say to myself, God, I love my husband so much, but like, what's wrong with me that I'm not like, you know, ripping him into a closet, like, you know, between like, you know, afternoon sports driving and like dinner.
I mean, I don't think I was ever like that, to be quite honest with you, even as a younger person. When I was in my 20s and I guess my late teens when I started having sex, but I never felt like I couldn't wait for the sex. And truth be told, when I was younger, the only thing that was on my mind during sex was pleasing the guy, because I was, and you and I have spoken about this even in your book, I was always so desperate for a man's attention and, you know, just looking for intimacy and wanting to connect with a guy. And my way of doing that, it didn't work, to be quite honest with you, but was to please them. And I was not in touch at all with my body or what I wanted. Probably, I mean, I met Jeff when I was 29, but, you know, really until I was relaxed enough and trusted someone enough to be interested in my own wants and desires.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think that that's one of the reasons why I hate blowjobs so much, is because when I was younger, like way before I was married, I was so interested in like just pleasing a guy so they would like me 100%. Back. 100%.
I gave so many
blowjobs. I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening, but I gave
my kids or your
quite
kids.
A few blowjobs to guys too. Who buttoned up their pants and then never looked at me again.
Me too.
And I think maybe like there's some kind of traumatic attachment to a blowjob.
For you, yeah. I can see that. I just don't like them.
Yeah.
But okay. I mean, seriously. Maybe there's a whole... But I always tell Rachel, my daughter, she will only talk to me, you know, to a point in terms of sex. But I hope that whatever she's doing, she is doing what makes her feel good, not just what makes a guy feel good, right? And that she's with somebody who actually gives a shit about her pleasure, because we bond over this now, you and I, like so many other things. All I cared about was that they would come back for more.
Yes.
Which is just sad.
100%.
Yes.
But okay, so on these shows, a lot of people talk about all the sex they're having all the time. Several of our own cast members talk about having it every morning, four times a day, you know, and like more power to them if that's true. But I will tell you, there have been a lot of studies on this, and the leading studies show that women our age, you know, middle age, you know, 40s, 50s, married couples, they're having sex once a week.
That's, you know, it's hard with this to like, I want to be as honest as possible and as open while still, you know, protecting my family and my husband. And,
yes.
And so it's hard to give intimate details, but right. I will say this, that's a lot to me.
Oh.
And that's just being honest. I'm, my sex drive was never crazy. I never had a huge sex drive, if I'm being honest, but Jeff is 61, you know, I'm 55 and we are empty nesters. Well, you know, so sort of like our kids now are back and forth, but anyway, but it's still, I don't have that. Doesn't even occur to me once a week necessarily, maybe once every couple of weeks.
What does he say about it?
Listen, Jeff wants to have sex, and he does more than I do. I want to do to, you know, satisfy him. And so I'm open to it. It doesn't occur to me. Right. And I don't know. It's, you do hear so so much talk. There's so much talk of how important sex is. Even, you know, when I go to my gynecologist, he put me on estrogen, and now I'm taking even estrogen pellets, which are stronger than, I guess, the cream that my doctor had once prescribed. And once he did, he said to me, you know, has it increased your sex drive? Is your sex drive better? Because I had spoken with him about the fact that it's low, and I was almost embarrassed. I was like, not really. And, you know, is that not healthy physically, emotionally? I feel like for me, sex is pleasurable and important, but it's not the most intimate thing that I share with Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many other things that for me feel intimate.
Right. Okay. I understand that. I mean, I do have on average once, sometimes twice a week, but definitely not more than that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that's a really unrealistic, you know, picture of what a healthy sex life looks like.
Yeah. When I'm with friends out to dinner, I'll get a lot of, you know, by the end of the meal or whatever, like someone will inevitably say, one of the women will inevitably say, you know, shit. He's going to shit. I know he's going to want it tonight. He's totally going
to. I went out to dinner once and I ordered a dish with onions on it. And one of the women at my table looked at me and she was like, oh, she's like, somebody's not going to want it tonight. And I said to her, because I'm eating onions, like I can eat out of the toilet bowl and he would still want it tonight.
Right. Well, listen, and it's, I think a lot of women feel like because their husbands or their partners are so interested in it more often that it becomes an obligation.
Right.
You know, yeah. I have a lot of friends who say that their husband would take it every day, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder, and I think about this sometimes as a wife, you know, I have such a wonderful husband who is so good to me and so good to our children and such a hard worker. And he, again, like he's not a 20-year-old, right? Thank God, because his, I don't want to talk too much about his sex drive, but it's not what a 20-year-old man's is. But is it for men almost like a physical pain or like they need it? Like they need it.
Like, what does it mean that you need it?
Well, I picture, and again, like that's why when Jeff's in the mood, I even if I'm not in the mood, I want to please him and not be. I mean, I don't want to be. I hope this is not like anti-feminist.
No,
but it's just the truth. I love him, and if he's in the mood, and even if I'm not, I do want to, you know, make him feel good. But I wonder if for men, it's almost like so uncomfortable to not have sex. And
oh no, this is what I wonder also. Is it like, are you in physical pain? I don't think so. But pain, also like
longing, like those.
Well, you know what? Like go in the bathroom and jack off.
But that's not what so many men want. And I wonder why also. Like, isn't it orgasm is orgasm? Does it really like,
right?
You know, and then I hear stories from my friends as well that it's not enough just to have sex. Like it has to be an ordeal. It should be, it should be like an hour long.
An hour long?
Yes.
Who's got time for that?
Not me. But an hour long, you know, foreplay. And I don't know, I couldn't, I could not deal with that. And I know a lot of women love that. I mean, I'm not saying not all women are like me that, you know, are not interested in it many times a week, a day. I don't know. But this is just my friends and the way that I feel, and it's not a priority. And certainly like not to like do it for an hour and
What about like toys and lingerie? Are you guys into that kind of stuff?
No. So definitely not lingerie.
Yeah, definitely not lingerie for me either. And I feel like that's like misrepresented too. You have these women who walk out of the bathroom in like a garter and like
something so
up their ass. I don't know.
Something like, up their ass. Yeah. I thought you mean
no,
like
not like a dildo. I mean like a thong, you know, like a lace thong and like missing pieces and the nipple sticking out.
I'm not into that. I mean, listen, I love a good vibrator. Is that a toy? That's just a necessary part of life, I feel like, for me. I don't know. Listen, Jackie's getting like...
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jen is so much more comfortable talking about like the real intimate. Like we have a, you know, we were talking about what we might discuss. And she was like, let's talk about masturbation. And I was like, I think I turned like a whiter shade of pale. I didn't know what to say.
I don't know why I have, I don't know if I, maybe when I was younger, like that, even that word, I would just bristle, you know?
Yeah. Like that's the way I am still
today. Right. But no, not anymore. I certainly don't feel like that anymore. And I also, you know, having two older kids when they were younger, maybe even the age of your kids, I remember having discussions with them, talking about how it was natural and they should never feel shame around it, that it's appropriate, you know, when they know that they're in a private setting.
You said that to your kids?
Yes.
Oh my God. If my mother said that to me, I would scream at her and run away.
Well, listen, I remember being the age, maybe in my teens, right? And I would like lock myself in the bathroom forever. And when I'd come out, I know you're laughing, but I would. And I remember like, I would feel shame around it. I don't remember the whys or felt like I was, you know, in some way doing something wrong. And I just never wanted my kids to feel that way.
Yeah. I never felt like that, you know?
I mean, I definitely did.
But I always did feel like it was like a dirty little secret.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just part of, I think, being human, right?
Yeah.
Nobody likes getting sick. You know your body and you know it's happening. You wake up with a sore throat and low-grade fever. Ugh.
So what are your choices? Get sicker and miss work? Then hope to see a doctor this week or head to an urgent care? Wait 2 hours and sit in a room full of sick people?
Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, my medical emergency kit.
When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home.
It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs, and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how.
Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes and your kit will be rushed to your door.
And for Jersey J's listeners, we've got a special offer for you. Get 15% off at twc.health/jersey and use promo code Jersey. That's promo code Jersey at twc.health/jersey.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
So like your kids are home for the holidays now. Right. I have four teenagers in my house. Like, it's just not realistic for us to close the door and have a quickie because my kids will hear it and they're not stupid. They know all about sex and like, I won't be able to relax knowing that they could be hearing us.
Well, it happened to us for sure when this is obviously going back years ago and I didn't realize that I was making a little bit too much noise and all of a sudden, like my daughter started screaming.
How old was she about?
teens. I mean, maybe early teens.
Okay.
It was a mistake. And we don't have doors on our bedroom that lock. We have like glass double doors. Mm-hmm. And she was like traumatized and furious. And she's like, how could you? How could you let me hear that? And I understand that, of course. It must have been just like, you know, so just awkward at best, traumatizing at worst. But it happened. And the truth is, I did say to myself, I don't know if it, I hope it didn't like, you know, actually like traumatize her for real, but it's, she should know that her parents are human and adults and sexual beings. And I'll want that for her when she gets older.
Yeah. You know? I think I didn't understand a lot of things when I was little. You know, my dad, next to his bed, he had a dresser, and in the bottom of the dresser, there was a Playboy.
I knew you were going to say that.
I always used to look at it. I remember the women. There was one who was totally naked dressed, where she was sitting in like a forest with snow all over the place. And she was wearing a huge white fur coat, and she was completely naked underneath and like spread eagle. And I remember I always used to look at that picture and be like, why isn't she dressed? It's so snowy. And like when I got older and I realized why my dad had that magazine next to his bedside, I was like, ew, I touch those pages all the time.
I remember, well, I used to look, I absolutely did find Playboys, and I have had more than one stepfather. And so I would always find Playboy, and it also like turned me on. I remember bringing it into the bathroom with me, you know, and, just probably feeling shame around that as well. And it's interesting now, like that sort of leads into, I guess, a discussion a little bit about porn. And
yeah, I don't mind porn.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind it either. I enjoy it. It's not on a daily, but yeah, I mean, like if we're away, it turns me on. You know, just being in a hotel room, this is so, so hard to navigate. Like, what's TMI and what's just honesty, right?
Well, I think if you think that other people could relate to it and normalizes something that's a little bit taboo, then...
A lot of people talk about enjoying porn, especially...
I don't talk about enjoying porn with any of my girlfriends.
Well, now you do.
Oh, with you.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome. I don't know. Like, whatever makes you feel good, right? I kind of feel like... If it turns you on, then maybe it's, for me, it works. It's, I don't know. And I know there's a lot wrong. A lot of people feel, a lot of my friends feel like porn. They catch their husbands or significant others watching. They don't feel good about it. They feel sort of betrayed.
So can I ask you a question?
Obviously.
You don't need to answer if you don't feel comfortable.
Okay.
You and your husband separated at one point.
Yes.
Okay.
Why? For a year. Why do we separate?
Yeah.
Talked about this on the show, but for those of you who didn't watch, the very quick version is that there was infidelity and we were about 7 years in. So like, it's so cliche, right? The 7 year itch. And I think that we were both sort of checked out of the marriage at that point. And
okay. So it didn't have to do with your sex life at all. You had a healthy sex life.
I mean, it's a great question. I don't think we were connecting in any way. So if we weren't, you know, connecting mentally or physically or emotionally, that was probably at the root of it. And so there was infidelity on both of our parts. It was not for me about sex. We weren't connecting, but it was not for me about the sex is not good and I'm going to find it somewhere else. It wasn't about that at all.
So there was infidelity. And then while you were separated, you were with somebody else.
More than one person.
Oh, more than one person.
Yeah, multiple.
Was it weird? Like, how did that feel? Because then you eventually ended up getting back together. How long was the separation?
About a year, over a year.
Yeah. So you had multiple partners. Was it different? Did you feel more like you wanted to have sex with them because they were new and a new body?
I mean,
like,
you would think so, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just sometimes think I do have that, like, is there something wrong with me? Or is it from trauma in my childhood that I can't connect with my body enough to really like enjoy sex the way I hear that so many women do? But anyway, no, yes, of course, it was exciting to be with someone new after being married for 7 years. But again, it was not, I don't think it ever was about the sex. If anything, the sex was the least of it. It was just about the connection. Like, it was about the first kiss. It was about, you know, the laying naked and being intimate. But no, for me, it wasn't about like, okay, you know, so this is what I've been missing. Not at all.
Okay. All right. And did your sex life change after you and Jeff got back together?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say no. Listen, and it's not, we have always had a wonderful connection. I like to be close to Jeff. I want to be like, even just at night when we are sleeping, I sometimes will just kick him and wake him up just so I can just hear his voice. He doesn't love that. Or like, even just like go like move over closer, or I just want to like hold his hand, makes me feel safe. And he turns me on in more ways like than just sexually, right? It's like, I don't know. He's just, I like his body. I like the smell of him.
Yeah. I like Evan's.
You know, too. I like just like, just,
I You're want feeling him. Safe.
Yeah.
You're like feeling
yeah.
safe. All right. So let's change the topic a tiny bit. I was watching another Bravo show, and on that show, it was recent, somebody made a comment, and this person was happily married and said that she just doesn't feel like people are meant to be monogamous forever. And it really struck me, because I took that to mean that it didn't feel natural for her to only have sex with her husband for the rest of her life. And I questioned, does monogamy feel natural to me? And it does. I don't think that I could feel intimate with somebody else, you know, and still be married to my husband. Like, I think that there's so much more to sex. There's the connection, there's trust, sure. there's all of that. So for me, I wonder, is it certain people that just can't be monogamous, or that are, can you be happily married and want to have sex with other men?
Well, isn't it true that, I don't know, animals in the wild, they're not monogamous, right? Like right. that's, and we are, yes. you know, in essence, we are animals. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's a fact, right? Maybe it's not really natural. And I think that, I hesitate to say this again, I don't know, I want to be, as always, pro-woman, but is it less natural for women, more natural for men to be with other partners? I'm not sure.
I don't know. We got to look into that.
We have to look into that. But yeah. I don't know if I think that it's natural or not, but I think that at some point it feels daunting to think that this is it, right? Like, and not just because of the sexual aspects of it, but you're married and you're married for a long time or not, but like that this is the only person that I'm going to lay with and be intimate with. And wow, you know, am I missing something? I think that I felt like that at 7 years in.
You know, I have heard a lot of rumors in my like town or in other towns about swinging. And I wonder sometimes how true that is, how many people actually swing. And like, once your kids are completely grown up and you're a little later in life and maybe you want to have a little fun, do you think something like swinging or something like a hall pass could ever work?
I don't, swinging,
for the record.
In terms of swinging, the idea of being, I picture it as being just naked, right? And like, there was that show about, what is it called when you're married to a lot of people? Polymorphous.
Yeah, there was Sister Wives.
No, but there was also the show about polymorphy. I can't say, I don't know. But about people that shared multiple partners, and they were all like, they would live together and get married. And there was, I don't know, four of them. They were all married and they were having sex with each other. And then they would go to like these, do we still call them orgies? I don't know. And I just can't picture a scenario where I would be comfortable enough to take all of my clothes off and go around the room and enjoy more. I can't picture that. And I have also heard the stories in my town about swingers and what is it, key parties or something? You pass around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not even getting deep about it. I just don't think I want to. Like, not for
me. Yeah, no, not for me either. There was that Mom Talk. Do you remember Mom Talk on TikTok?
No.
It was these, you know, I got to get it straight, but I think they were all swinging. It was a bunch of like, I don't know if they were, they were some kind of religious group, but then all the women were swinging. They might have been Mormons. I might be making that up. Anyway,
you got a hall pass.
Do you think, no. I mean, I'm not saying that's what Mormon people do. I'm saying they might have been. What about a hall pass? Could that ever work?
I mean,
I don't think so.
I feel like I got one in a sense, you know, it's like we sort of both did, but it's different now. No, not really.
Cause you were both like taking a break.
Yes.
Hall pass, you're not taking a break. Hall pass is you're fully married and like you get one night, I guess, with somebody else. I don't think that could work. I think it would destroy a marriage. Right. Isn't that that movie?
Yeah. With Demi Moore.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I've never seen it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't rule out anything. There's different, everybody's different. And whatever works for your marriage, great. If it, you know, I don't know. For my marriage at this point in my life, first of all, I don't want one. I feel at this point in my life, I used to crave the attention of men. It was so important to me that I walked into a room and that men would look at me and that they thought that I was sexy. Now, if I never felt that again, it would be too soon. Like, I don't have that. That doesn't drive me. So a hall pass, listen, I mean, I'm not going to kick George Clooney out of my bed. Like, we used to talk about that. Or like, I was obsessed with Blake Shelton. And so because I'm like always upstairs in my bed, Jeff's like, okay, Jen, guess what? If Blake Shelton makes it to our house and he goes up the stairs and he sees you sitting there with crumbs around you, okay, in your like just laying there like a slut, and he wants to go for it.
Really? I don't think I've ever heard Evan once mention that he thought any kind of celebrity was attractive, and he doesn't like if I talk about it. I'll tell you something. When the show first came on, when I was first on the show back in 2018, I was at an event and I was so like new to all of this. And Page Six was there and they were interviewing people. They pulled me over. I don't think our show was even airing yet. We had just finished filming. And they were like, we're going to ask you rapid fire, like 20 questions.
Right.
That's great. So they were asking me favorite restaurant, favorite food, you know, favorite brand to wear. And then they said celebrity crush. I said, I don't really have one. And they said, just pick somebody. So I always thought that the football player that Kim Kardashian was married to was gorgeous. So I said, who's that guy that Kim Kardashian was married to? Reggie Bush. And they said, okay, next question, you know, I kept going. And the next morning, Evan got like 20 like people sending him. The headline was new New Jersey housewife has a crush on Reggie Bush. He was pissed. I think he was embarrassed and I felt so bad. So I try not to like ever like even mention that I feel like somebody else might be attractive because I don't want to insult him. Like I feel bad, but like he knows that I have like anyone who knows me knows that I have like a wicked wild crush on Pete Davidson. Yes. And it's so fucking unrealistic. Like what's really going to happen? Is he really going to leave like Kim Kardashian and all the models?
Crush on Evan Goldschneider. I mean, let's get real, but like,
I don't know. We were just talking about swing.
No, thank you. Love that man, but no, thank you. And obviously we know he's got Jackie Goldschneider. He doesn't need me, but anyway, but the point is that Jeff would never, that doesn't even occur to him. I mean, we can be there watching a movie with our kids and I could, oh my God, he's so hot. Or
really? See, I don't,
or the kids will be like, oh God,
that's bad.
That she's so your type. I don't know why they know that.
But really?
Like, yeah. Jeff always
bad. I don't think Evan has ever said that he thinks that somebody
Why does that
beautiful.
Make you feel bad? I think
no, because I don't want to disrespect him by saying like, oh, that person, like I would never say, oh, that man is cute, you know, but like even like a silly celebrity crush, like I don't know. We don't talk about that.
Oh, I would
stuff.
Say that. I would say any of that and do say it like even just, in, oh my God, look at that guy. He's gorgeous. Like, in front of, I don't know, my kids, and that doesn't faze me. I don't want a hall pass, and I'm not giving out.
No, I don't have a hall pass either.
Maybe back in the day.
So
what about, so when you see all that time, Mary, what is it? Mary
Kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I would not feel comfortable because I think that he would be insulted.
Yeah.
And also like, I don't really want to.
Sure.
Like I love my husband. I love either. My family. And when I think
I'd
about,
want to kill somebody else, but
oh, yeah. Just, yeah. Get on the list.
Right.
I mean, like there's a lot of people, but I feel like it would destroy it. Like if I was to do that, it's not only hurting my husband, it's hurting my children. And I don't ever want to think about that, you know?
Yeah. Listen, when Jeff and I were separated, because I had experienced a lot of divorce as a kid, and I was the, you know, kid in the scenario, my parents got divorced when I was 3. So in my mind, I think I was surprised by how badly it hurt them, which seems silly and naive, but for me, it was part of my life, right? Growing up. And that was the hardest part, was watching my kids miss daddy so much and, you know, not having our family unit together. And I'm an idiot that I didn't anticipate that. But again, to me, it was just like a part of life, right? And so the kid thing is very, very complicated. Again, I think that you have to factor yourself into the equation, even when it comes to your family. Your happiness has to matter.
Have you ever been with a woman?
I've kissed a woman.
Really?
Yes.
I never have.
Yes. I kissed a woman, again, like to please a man. Hmm. So sad, right? So, I don't know about telling too much, but I did it to turn on a guy. That's just so pathetic, but it's true.
So you'll talk about masturbating in the bathroom with a playboy from your stepfather, but no.
I don't know. Some stuff feels right to talk about. Other feels.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, what else is there to say? I kissed a woman. I mean, how can't get
No. I was wondering the circumstances. So, you know, just to reiterate, like I just, this study that I was looking at, it said that in your 20s, the average American has sex 80 times a year, which comes out to like 1.5 times a week.
But so that's more than, I mean, that's less than I would expect.
Yeah. When you're in your 50s or you have school age children, it's about once a week. And then when you're in your 60s, it's 20 times a year. So,
well, I don't want to be disrespectful to my mom. She's a super ager.
Yeah. So does that translate to?
Yeah. At least it did. I mean, now she's 81 years old, but we've had discussions about it. And her mindset was always that if it pleases your husband so much and gives, I don't know, relief in some way, then, you know, what's the problem? Like it's something that you do. And not that she didn't enjoy it too, but more from the perspective of, you know, the like if he has this physical need and he feels like when it's not satisfied, it's very hard to deal with. And I know a lot of women, and you probably do too, who feel like when they don't have consistent sex with their husbands or their partners or whatever, that the partners get in a bad mood and it comes like, in between them. I mean, you hear that from your friends. Like I have friends that say, you know,
husbands get mad.
They get very cranky.
They withhold sex when they're mad at their husbands.
I think it'd be hard to have sex when you're mad at your partner.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it'd be the last thing I'd want to do, but not to manipulate the situation.
You know, what was a personal problem for me was, so, you know, I had an eating disorder for a very, very long time. And during that time, I used to play around with, dangerous foods. And when I say dangerous, I mean like they had chemicals in them that I had no idea what they were.
Like as a snack.
Yeah. So oftentimes I was extremely bloated. Even though I was skin and bones, I was I was very bloated. So I used to wear a shirt very often when I had sex. And it was because I didn't like the way that my stomach looked.
Right.
And I wasn't comfortable being naked. I was also very, very cold. And that's one thing with recovery. Like, I don't have that anymore.
Right.
And it's great. But I always felt bad because I knew it was a little bit weird not to be naked.
So I relate to that like wholeheartedly. When I was younger, I always had a shirt. Oh my God. Yes. And again, I mean, you know, I've suffered with an eating disorder as well, but even, you know, the times where I would get really, really heavy and I wouldn't even think about getting completely naked. And if I'm being completely honest, I still have insecurities, even in front of Jeff, who has certainly seen it all. It's interesting to me that at least the men that I've been with, they don't seem to have any insecurities, no matter what their body looks like, which I wish that I had always felt like that. But, and I hope that keeps going back to, sorry, Rach, to my daughter, but I hope she feels like that, right? Like no matter what she feels in her body, that she would be able to enjoy sex and feel free and feel desirable, you know, no matter what. But I didn't. I would walk around naked if I have, during the times where I felt like my body looked really good, I definitely have. But now, not wanting to go back to last week's episode about Ozempic, but things have changed and my body looks so much older than it used to. And I definitely have a little bit of shame around that and I'm not as free as I was at one time, but it's gone in and out. Like,
can you do anything about that?
I suppose I could exercise.
Would that do it? Like what kind? Like lifting weights?
Lifting weights. Or, yes. Yeah. I think I also said in the last episode, I'm trying to incorporate more of that. And it's not just because of my looks, but because at, you know, 55 years old, I need to. Your bone density is fading and it's so important, right? To keep muscle and to keep limber and flexible. And I'm when it comes to exercise, I'm lazy. But it is, it's really important. And that would change. I think it would change what my body looked like when you fill up the skin with muscle. It's got to look better.
Yeah.
Right.
I still don't walk around naked. I love the way my body looks now, but I still don't walk around naked. I don't know. It doesn't feel natural to me.
Really?
Yeah. My kids, two of my kids will walk around naked all day.
Yeah.
I don't care at all. Yeah. The other day, Hudson, he got like a sweat burn on his thighs. And I gave him a cream that started burning him. And he's like, oh my God. And he takes his shorts off. He's just running around the house, like, feet is flapping, you know, like his new little pubes everywhere. He don't give a crap. He didn't give a crap. He's so cute.
Don't you feel like that's more of a boy thing?
Yeah, I mean.
At least for my kids. I think that my son was way more like that than my daughter. Again, like it's sad that I would like for her to feel as free.
Yeah.
I don't.
That would be nice, right? Yeah. Can you imagine feeling so free?
No.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Nobody likes getting sick. You know your body and you know it's happening. You wake up with a sore throat and low-grade fever. Ugh.
So what are your choices? Get sicker and miss work? Then hope to see a doctor this week or head to an urgent care? Wait 2 hours and sit in a room full of sick people?
Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, my medical emergency kit.
When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home.
It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs, and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how.
Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes and your kit will be rushed to your door.
And for Jersey J's listeners, we've got a special offer for you. Get 15% off at twc.health/jersey and use promo code Jersey. That's promo code Jersey at twc.health/jersey.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Any other personal stories?
Well, I mean, we didn't touch on which I think we had spoken about before the podcast, but in terms of like that whole kink factor and sort of what I do have that part of me, and I'm not going to delve in. I don't want to, you know, freak anyone out, but I do have that part of me that has a very rich, not imagination, well, not just imagination, but fantasy life, right? That I incorporate that helps me during sex to enjoy it. And I never really acted on any of those fantasies, but I sometimes think to myself, like, is that deviant behavior? Talk to my therapist about it.
Are they solo fantasies or they involve your partner?
Solo.
Oh.
And so I wonder, is that a common thing?
Yeah, I think everybody like closes their eyes sometimes, thinks about something else.
Would you feel bad about that, knowing that like Evan was doing that?
Thinking about other women?
Or other situations or other, who knows?
Like, honest to God, sometimes during sex, I'll have to stop myself from thinking about like my chore list. What I have to get to the supermarket.
Turns you on.
No.
It doesn't help.
No. Right,
exactly.
But I mean, like, your mind does wander.
Yeah. Sometimes you know? To get there.
Would I be insulted? I think a little like piece of my ego would probably be, but only because I don't know how fucking normal it is. I'm sure if you asked 100 people and they didn't use their name and they were being honest, that 100 people would tell you that sometimes they close their eyes and like picture someone else.
It's not even someone else.
Sure, Evan has done it.
Yeah. One person. I'm not like closing my eyes and picturing a specific another man or woman.
Right.
I am picturing, like, I have these scenarios that turn me on. And, you know, it can be, for me at times, it feels a little shameful. I don't know that it should, though. You know, it's like, and maybe it's supposed to stay private. And I've shared stuff with Jeff, but like also like acting on those with my husband is not something that I feel like it would just be so corny and silly, right? Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, I don't know what they are.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Well, maybe one day, who knows? See how popular the podcast gets.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that'll be your celebration.
Yeah.
I am like sexed out.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a cigarette.
Oh, wait, there was another thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sex and vacation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, who put this, like, false narrative out there that...
Amen, sister.
Yeah, you're supposed to have more sex on vacation.
My friends feel like they're so much more relaxed on vacation.
I mean, it depends. Like, are you alone with your husband? Is it, like, a couple's trip? Because then I understand...
Well, even if it's not. I mean, even if it's not, like, we always had... Like, you have a separate room from your kids? Is it... Well, you have a separate room at home, I guess. I don't know. I didn't get the whole... I don't relate to the whole, like, we're on vacation. Now's the time. We could finally, like, relax and let loose. The intimacy that I feel on vacation... I hope this doesn't sound, like, corny. But, like, it's just doing fun things with Jeff, right? It's, like, being relaxed enough to, you know, have him hang out with me in the morning, drinking coffee in the bed and getting up and having a whole day in front of us that's just about like what we want to do and enjoying that, because I couldn't be with anyone on a vacation like I could be with Jeff. I don't want to go on. Oh, maybe when I get older, I'll want to go away with a friend or, but I like just being with him. We have the same rhythm. We've like developed this whole, both of us, this whole rhythm on vacation. We kind of are in sync, right? Like we only want to do so much, or I only want to do so much touring. I want to do a lot of eating. So does Jeff, right? I want to do a lot of laying around. I want to do a lot of shopping, and well, he would rather actually not do as much shopping, but we have also seeing sights, right? But we've set up this rhythm after all these years that we just have a great time when we're away. And it's not because, you know, we're hanging from the chandeliers. It's just not.
Yeah. You guys, this was so much fun.
I wish we could do like a question and answer service. Maybe.
I know. Maybe we could. Maybe we could do like a live show and take like callers and stuff.
I have guests on. I want to have, I do want to have guys on.
Yeah. We're going to start having guests. Guys, send us like what you want us to talk about. Yeah. We're so excited. We're going to be doing this for a long time. So we're going to be coming to you. You know, right now it's going to be every 2 weeks, but we'll see what happens.
What the future holds.
Who knows? I know what the future holds. When what? Jeff gets home.
When Jeff gets home?
Yeah.
The future then holds me in bed with Netflix. That's what I'm talking about.
And crumbs.
And crumbs.
And fantasies of Blake Shelton.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, we are two Jersey Jays. We love you guys.
We do. Thank you for listening.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.